Productions, in association with Wildside Studios, proudly presents the serial adventures of that utter-spaced hero, Commander High Guy. And now, Episode 6, Losers in Space. You will recall in episode number 5 that after surviving the dreaded counselors and escaping from the planet of the Jurist, Commander High Guy and his faithful First Lieutenant Floyd Overpass had, while attempting to install a sunroof in their spacecraft, inadvertently cut through electrical cables, some of which controlled the hatchway doors leading to their escape vehicle, while others only discontinued all life support systems. They are, to say the least, in a shitload of trouble.
Going, Lieutenant. Any luck?
Well, yeah, some luck, Commander.
Really, Overpass?
Yeah, I didn't cut off my fingers opening this panel, and I haven't electrocuted myself screwing around with all these wires, but other than that...
Keep trying, Lieutenant. Unless my calculations are incorrect, we have less than 30 minutes of oxygen. And unless my calculations are incorrect, that's going to seem damn important to us in about 28 minutes.
Were you able to raise anything on the radio, Commander?
Oh, just static so far, but I intend to keep trying. I'm not sure whether the transceiver circuitry is even working.
You mean we may be able to receive but not send a message?
That's it. Or vice versa. Or neither. And if we can't get to our escape vehicle and we can't reach help on the radio, we're...
in a shitload of trouble.
Affirmative, Lieutenant. I'm going back to the bridge now. Because I hate to cry in front of subordinates.
I've just got to get hold of someone on this radio. Mayday! Mayday! Commander High Guy to anyone, over. Mayday! I'll try another frequency. Mayday! Mayday! I don't even know if this thing is working. Come on, you! Oh, what? What's this? Mayday, come in! What is that?
At 761-3330. With most phone entertainment, you can get in one ear at one time.
And welcome to the Wild Side for August 4th through the 8th. And we got lots of comments and stuff for you this week. But first, I have to mention that the reruns of the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins will begin this coming Friday and Saturday here on 761-3330. If you called on the 2nd and 3rd of August, you heard the special Al Bernay and Stu Funfone production From Birth to Baldness, Part 5, That Old Chain Gang of Mine, instead of Gunther and Grover. But have no fear, they will be here next Friday and Saturday. But now, here's what you really called for, the comments.
Paul, it says, wanted material for National Lampoon's True Facts TV show. Now being assembled, send us your funny tapes and film. Now we want your home videos and films for our funny new True Facts television show. We will pay $100 for every minute we use. Point your camera at something funny. Break dancing dog down the street, that family gathering no one will ever forget. An uncle who smokes cigars through his ear. Your favorite signs and neon nightmares. In fact, anything true and funny. We're looking for the spirit of True Facts on tape or film. Any format or size. You get audio and visual on-screen credits. To return everything they can't use. And here's how you do it. Well, it's blah, blah, blah. So, Paul, go get the National Lampoon. And good luck. Tell me if they accept your stuff because I think you're a talented little dude. Well, I don't know if you're a little dude, but I think you're a talented dude anyway. I don't have anything to say. Maybe I'll call back and listen to the tape. Oh no, we're hungover. Happy trails, dudes. Dudes. Bye, William.
I only hope that when the data's analyzed, a weakness can be found. It's not over yet.
This special news report just in reports that Michael Jackson's dick had been stolen from his Encino home were proven false this morning when his manager stated that the singer does not have one in his possession.
Ooh!
There's a great movie out in the summer. It's called The Black Cauldron. It's out by Walt Disney. And Lloyd Alexander wrote the books in the Crydan series. And it's adapted, the screenplay is adapted from that, and it's excellent. I mean, if you've never seen, you know, true Disney animation, you should go and see that. You know, all the stuff that you see on TV, it's incomparable. It's a good movie.
You want a piece of me?
I respectfully decline to answer that question.
Keep trying. The operator needs only your name, address, and phone number, and...
the truthful answers about the helping gangsters with union money...
This is P.S. Apulavrat Sovala Adu husband. Thank you very much. How are you doing today, my friend? Okay, I tell you very much for good movie for to see. Okay, I go and I see this future film by Ed Spielberg, the boy. Yeah, he be good filmmaker for you, please. He make it movie that time travel for you, please. And it be excellent film. Okay, for you, please. Now, what we do is we see back to future, because it be a good film. I'd say for you, please, I would give it a 9 or a 10, because she be good at film. Now, number 2 for you. Let me see. Oh, yes. By the boy who play Opie in Andy Griffith Show, he be a good director for film it for you, Cocoon. Yes, please. Very, very good film for you, please. This Apulabratawala, because I no more can prevent me from being live, I must leave a comment for you. Okay, now Cocoon, she be a good film for you. I never see it older people in screen for you, please. And it do very, very well. Okay, now I think my time she be up, but I want you to run out and see Cocoon it and back it to future, because very good films for you, please. This has been comment from it. Apulabratawala Du has been. Thank you very much, Mr. Mac. And oh yes, let me forget that William Wilde for you, please. Okay, take care and have a good day. Bye. Okay. Okay. Okay.
You guys are weird.
Boy, you can say that again.
You guys are weird.
Don't you want to be on free phone? Everyone wants to be on free phone.
I just want to advertise a new BBS stuff for all you computer modem people. It runs at 300 baud and it's run by Judge Dredd. It's called the Mega City One BBS and it's run on an Apple 2E, I believe, but anybody can log in who has any computer and a modem that runs at 300 baud. The number is area code 213-559-5521 and it's a super BBS. And everybody just call it because Judge Dredd's a real nice guy. And I'm sure he'd love to have you on his BBS system. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Nice input message. I made it. Damn dual face. Sounds that way. Yeah.
Bill, this is Damien, Renfair, Gypsy King. Hello.
Hello? That's it? Just, hello? I didn't think they gave you the job as the Gypsy King just because you looked like a well-fed thief. You silver-tongued devil, you.
Oh, hello, everybody. This is David Lindsay from Massachusetts. The first time I ever called this. Well, I don't have anything artistic to contribute. But I'd like to give you all this number that I have. It's a multi-user loop, that is, at UCLA. And a whole bunch of people can call and talk at the same time. And you're going to find a lot of geeks and other miscellaneous junk on there. But hopefully you have a good time. Anyways, the number is 213-825-9004. Hey, I think this is a really neat idea. This is the first time I've seen this done. How long has this stuff been going on? And when's it going to hit the East Coast? Or if it already has, maybe somebody could give me some numbers or something to things like this out in the East. This is great. Thanks again. Bye.
Hey, Commander.
Yeah, overpass.
Have you seen the sonic screwdriver?
Yeah, Floyd, I've got it here. I'll bring it in to you.
Look, Commander, you've just got to raise somebody out there, somebody to rescue us. I don't think I can figure out this wiring.
Well, steady on there, Lieutenant.
I'm sorry, sir. It's just that I'm afraid we're going to suffer incredible torment as our defunct cooling systems sit by and let us roast in the incredible heat generated by our ship's re-entry into the atmosphere. That parched and feverish, will gasp for air without our ship's oxygen supply to save us. Sweating, crazed with the heat, inside this tin can, trying in vain to fill our lungs, our empty lungs, our scorched and empty lungs.
Hey, overpass, come on, Floyd, hey, buddy, snap out of it. Are you okay?
Oh, sure, I'm fine.
What was all that about?
Well, I might not get another chance at it, and I'd really love an Artie Award.
You schmuckpudum, I'm the star of this serial adventure. It's named after me. I was supposed to do the big scene. I had all this great stuff about my girl back home, the princess in the kingdom of my heart, about that which is unfinished, remains forever unfinished, and the unsaid forever unsaid. And
that's just a shame, sir. Hey, Commander?
Yeah?
I think I may have something here. This should open the hatchway if I connect this blue wire here to this blue connector here. Oh, well. Back to the drawing board for me.
And back to the radio for me. I've just got to get through to someone, preferably my agent. Commander Highguy, to anyone. Mayday. Mayday. Do you copy? Mayday. Anyone. Come in. Anyone. Over.
Hi, Barbara 25. Wannabe threatening, top line monsters. I want to read you something. Minstrels and mimes, jugglers, and singers will join more than 100 artists at the Shoreline Aquatic Park from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on August 24th and 25th to celebrate Long Beach's first Renaissance Art Festival. Sponsored by the Travelers Aid Society of Long Beach, a United Way agency, the event will include fine arts and crafts booths, a costume parade, food and drink booths, and prizes for the best Renaissance costume. Prizes will be awarded in two categories, professional and amateur, donations $2 for adults, pay parking, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. For more information, please call 213-432-3485 or 432-8169 or see the related story on page 2. I haven't turned the page yet, so I don't know what the story says. So, William Wilde and all you other Renaissance heads, I hope to see you there because I'll sure be there. And maybe they'll have that same guy whistle on those little mice on the string that would run across the room like they had at Megora once. So, my best toys. Okay, take care. Happy trails.
Hello? I think a good thing for the summer would be
see the movie Back to the Future. It's exciting and adventurous and very funny. Okay? And Cocoon is another good movie. I would suggest it for the whole family. Back to the Future for the whole family too. It was one of the best movies of the season. My name is Brett Mandel. Thank you. And bye.
Well, hello out there. This is Daniel Tron, also known as Danny Van Eyes, a.k.a. The Wizard, a.k.a. Daniel Neward. And I want to review a movie, and it's called Back to the Future. And I believe it's rated PG, and I thought it was a great movie. It's about time machine, a wacky professor, and a bunch of things like that. And a bunch of things go on then. And a bunch of things like that. I'm not going to tell you too much about the movie because I don't want to give the whole thing away. But go see it. It's a great movie. Out of a 10, I rated it 11. That's just about all I have to say. As Nino Telefon would have said, thank you, bye. Or as Calcom would have said, goodbye.
Excuse me, miss, it's about this tub of popcorn I bought.
Yeah, that'll be $3.30
for
your
tub. I already paid for it. That's not the problem.
Pardon me. This is Bob Smoynik, and with the summer movie report. And I was just wondering if you could tell our home audience how many boxes of popcorn you've sold during the showing of Back to the Future.
Plain about it.
It's leaking all over me.
Well, both, I guess.
Well, a lot, a heck of a lot. Uh-huh. You see, the better the movie, the more popcorn I sell.
So you got a winner on your hands here.
Are you kidding me?
Like a
sieve. Do you know what this movie is about?
No.
It's about this kid, Marty McFly. See, played by Michael J. Fox. He gets caught in this crazy DeLorean time machine built by Christopher Lloyd. He goes back to 1955 and sees his mother and father, except they're not his mother and father. They're just a couple of high school kids. And it's up to Marty to get them together with the help of this crazy mad scientist, or Marty will never be. Oh, it's wonderful.
Boy, I wish we could go on, but we got to get back to the studio.
No, Back to the Future.
Steven Spielberg presents a Robert Zemeckis film. Back to the Future from Universal Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Barbara 25, Miss Huckline Monster, the wannabe son, and I want to say to William Wiles, I think that it's wrong to try to dictate to your callers what type of mood they have to be in to leave a comment. Some people are moody, some people get negative, and it's just a part of the caller's personality. And if you're only going to play Rose Queen plastic smiled comments, then I don't think you're going to be as interesting as you probably could be. And that's all I have to say other than happy trails. And I really love the bathroom tips. I think the most effective way I found to go to the bathroom is to just lift the seat up and stand over it. Or you could squat on the seat and hang your butt over it. That way you don't have to touch the toilet seat or waste paper. I hope these have been helpful. Happy trails.
Cut out this sweet talk. I hear a
I'm glad that you have a positive approach on your tapes, and I enjoy listening to your tapes, sir. I'm from Glendale, and I enjoy it very much. I have a lot of positive remarks, and I will be sharing them with you in the future. So please keep up your excellent work, and I'm sure it has helped other people to keep them from thinking negative response. Keep up the good work. Wow. I appreciate it.
And William Wild, that's a good addition. I wanted to comment about your new songs. And before one of your songs goes to number one, Don't Give Your Heart, an excellent song. It's my pick of the week. And why don't you play the song all the way through? Because the song sounds good, but you should play it on the phone directly through without anybody talking over it. Because it's a good one. And the, what is it called? The telephone rag song. Which both of them are good. Neither one of them you play all the way through. I'd like to get a copy of it. Maybe you can call me or something, because the music is good. I think your songs sound like they should be top 40. You ought to make it in music. It's a definite talent. I want somebody to. We already got Paul Mack that made it a movie. So now you have our first rock star, right? Or again, we should get a band together and jam, and a whole bunch of us are talented. God bless us all. You're doing a good tape. Keep up the work, and I look forward to it each time you change the line. A lot of good music, a lot of good talent out there. Huh? Maybe somebody will come together. I mean, that's what we're here on the phone, to meet each other, come together, maybe accomplish something. Because, not everybody can, but the phone crowd, we should unite. Something positive. Okay. Again, I thank you and God bless. I'm time to be leaving.
Hello, everyone. It's Christine. And William Wild, boy, since you've been on these lines, we don't get to talk to you in conference anymore. And it's really sad because I miss you not talking to you. You make me laugh, and that's always important to me, to laugh. So, now I have to call up and listen to you, and I just wanted to say that you have a really nice voice, and I don't understand why you're wasting it on the phones. I mean, you could probably be on the radio, unless you already are. Anyways, this is just a comment from me saying, call conference. I miss you.
Thank you, lady. That's right kind of you.
Thanks for the compliment, Gypsy. Hi, Heather. I'm glad I make you laugh. I guess it's one of my better bad habits. Anyway, I'm not sure if you were talking about my characters and announcer voice or my singing voice. But as for the former, I did a syndicated oldies radio program for about 8 months called Rockin'. And I'm still pursuing that line of endeavor as well as others. Bob and several other callers, on the other hand, were talking about the music. And to all my positive reviewers, my thanks for the compliments, troops. So, as painful as it's going to be for the rest of you, in answer to a steadily decreasing number of requests, I will play a shortened version of Don't Give Your Heart. But I must explain, the lyrics are deceiving, on purpose. We all get pissed off and decide that the best way to live and not be hurt is to never trust or love anything or anyone again. Some things seem reasonable until we say them aloud, and then they sound really stupid. That's why I wrote, Don't Give Your Heart.
They say the heart's meant to break. It's just a chance we have to take. I found this your way to avoid the pain of having dreams destroyed. I said, don't give your heart. I said, don't give your heart. If you should have so good that the heart breaks and stops, I said, don't. They say that we all need a friend, but friends just come and go again. If
Commander, is that the only transmission we can get?
I've tried every other frequency, Lieutenant. They're even worse.
How could it be worse?
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome aboard. The CALCOM conference happens on weekends. Yes, weekends. The CALCOM conference will happen on 407-1111. And 998-2111. The CALCOM BBS happening.
I see what you mean. So much for intelligent life.
How's it coming with you, Floyd?
Well, I don't want to get your hopes up, but...
Yes, Lieutenant, but what?
I think I may have figured it out.
Well, looks like you've got everything reconnected there, Floyd, except those two wires.
Yeah, Commander. And I think if I connect these last two wires, we'll be able to open the hatch that goes to the escape vehicle.
So can the dialogue. And cut to the action, Floyd. You connect those two puppies, and I'll go push the button, Max. Floyd.
Okay, Commander. Push the button.
Nimnal, the hatch didn't open. The damned escape vehicle just launched itself.
Well, I'm not an electrician. At least I got it to launch.
But we're supposed to be in it.
Details.
Yeah, well, look out there. Look at that porthole. Look at them drifting off into space.
Them, sir?
Holy photons. There's two ships out there, Floyd. One is headed towards us. A rescue ship. We're saved. Oh, all right, let's prepare to save our asses.
Preparing to save our asses, sir!
I'll just turn on the radio and see if I can get that wild guy back.
Is it my life with a something
guy? As you may remember, Richie CALCOM made the rather shocking claim that stereophones sounded better than Mac sound. Well, this is backed up by many surveys done in various demographics. For example, door-to-door ironing board salesmen chose stereophones. So did professional hamster trainers and people who prefer the taste of Windex over Coke. People who think Cheese Whiz is an underarm deodorant overwhelmingly preferred stereophone, as did people who possess IQs lower than the average temperature of Iceland. All other people surveyed, however, chose the excellent sound quality of Mac.
He always aims to please the customers.
I really don't know what this is, but I just decided to call it because someone gave me the number. For fun things to do this summer, all I can say is go to a party. Have fun. Bye.
You know, we only have about a month left in summer, so you should try to make the best of the rest of your summer. You know, go to the beach, go see a movie, go buy some records or something.
let me tell you about this good movie to see. It's coming up August 2nd. It's called Weird Science. It's from John Hughes, the master of writing, okay? He made 16 Candles, both Vacation, but he's a great writer. So you gotta go see Weird Science, okay? It's August 2nd. It's PG-13, okay? Alright, bye.
They make you in the garage with power tools?
Surprise!
They gave her life.
Just like Frankenstein, except cuter.
Now, she's turning their lives, their minds, and their house upside down.
What's going on?
It's purely sexual.
That's the truth, baby.
Universal Pictures presents Weird Science, written and directed by John Hughes. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. At select theaters.
Well, with this terrific tune by the Grateful Dead playing in the background, it's a shame that the old digital readout on the wall says it's about that time again.
It's about that time again!
I'm sure a lot of you are really glad to hear that, but I still can't help wishing that I had a comment by Karen Grateful Dead to play over this song. Oh well, to wrap up this show, I'd like to make a few comments of my own. I'd like first to thank everyone for being so supportive of The Wild Side and of yours truly. And to Gypsy, I'm not really sure if I'm wasting my time. When Paul Mack first called me and asked me if I would take over the movie line and do my own show, I agreed to do it because he gave me two choices. Either I would do the show, or he'd pull the plug on 761-3330, and it would be history. So, I did this sort of as a favor to a friend. I haven't figured out whether I'm wasting my time. If you want to be sure to reach me, leave me a number on the Wild Side input, or if you want to be sure I get it, drop me a line to William, P.O. Box 38604, Hollywood, 90038. That's 38604, Hollywood, 90038. I'd love to hear from you. Of course, that's my personal P.O. Box for anyone else who would like to correspond. To Dave Lindsay of Massachusetts, I spoke to the phone wizard himself about this, Dave. That's right, folks. The infamous Brian W. Feedback, and he tells me that the East Coast is sadly lacking in our brand of phone entertainment. However, you could call the long-standing Jackie Martling joke line at 516-922-9463. And for a list of other fun numbers you can call, Brian's Artie Award-winning dial-a-list of numbers you can dial is up at 818-906-1000. Remember, the adventurous Gopher Twins start rerunning here on 761-3330, August 9th and 10th. And as always, if you have a good review of a good band or movie, book or video game, night spot or videotape, whatever, call Wildside Input at 818-761-0333 and give us your comments and reviews. I can't let this music go to waste. So, Karen Grateful Dead, the divine slut, come on down!
Hello, Karen Grateful Dead, the divine slut, with two suggestions. For those of you rockers out there that don't have any place to go to Fridays or Saturday night because you're tired of the parties getting busted by the cops, well, let me suggest the country club on Sherman Way near Reseda Boulevard. No, they don't play country music. It's just a good club. Usually Friday and Saturday nights they have some good metal bands. Coming up, one good metal band it's a glam metal band. I'd like to suggest to everyone. The name of the band is Rags, R-A-G-Z. Go see them at the country club. I believe they're playing there. August 2nd or 3rd, you can call the country club for information. I don't have the number offhand. I'd like to suggest a book written by Thomas Wolfe. I've read it lots and lots of times, and it's the next best thing to it, and it's the Electro Kool-Aid Acid Test. Read it and open your mind. This has been Karen Grateful Dead to Divine. Bye.
Okay, Commander. The ships have docked, sir, and our comrades are about to open the hatch with the external controls.
All right, Lieutenant. Prepare to greet our rescuers. Attention! Shiver me timbers, avast me hearties, avast thar.
Eve too, and resign yourself to being boarded by the meanest, mangiest pirates that have been sailing the galaxies. You're the prisoners of Captain Holmes. Long John Holmes, that being me. And his motley crew, that being them.
Oh, shit.
Well, who is the mysterious Captain Long John Holmes? And what does he have up his sleeve or down his pants leg for our valiant heroes? Will the United Space Force of America charge Commander High Guy for the loss of his multi-million dollar spacecraft? What about Fiona? Be here next time for episode number 7, Space Pirates of the Caribbean, when you'll hear Captain Holmes say,
"Please keep your hands and arms inside at all times and remain seated until the ride has come to a complete halt."
The Adventures of Commander High Guy is a Wildside Studios production.
If you be thinking this tape be over, nay, don't you be thinking it, because it's only begun. If you've missed any part of it, it'll be turning over any second. Help me get the dog, Blind Jim, and flip the tape for you.